Okay, so you sent us some pretty alarming news about this data breach over at WK Kellogg Co. And it sounds like this whole thing started with a third-party vendor. So basically what we want to do here is really get to the bottom of this, figure out what these sources are telling us, and just get you up to speed, why this is such a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to understand what actually happened at Kellogg's, why this breach matters beyond just this one company. And then, we can extract the key takeaways for anyone listening who cares about keeping data safe, whether that's their own personal data or an entire organization's data.
Yeah, the thing that really jumped out at me right away when I was looking at these articles was the amount of time between when this thing actually happened and when it was discovered. We're talking about almost 3 months.
Yeah, that's a long time.
So let's try to lay out this timeline a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
The information we have is that the attackers got into the servers of this company, Clio, which is a file transfer service that Kellogg's was using. And that happened way back on December 7th of 2024.
So that was the initial infiltration point, December 7th. But it wasn't actually noticed until February 27th of the following year. Yeah, and that's not just a long time. That's like an eternity in cybersecurity. It gives the attackers such a huge window to not only potentially take a bunch of sensitive data, but also potentially embed themselves deeper within the systems for future access.
And this is where it gets kind of strange. Because, from what I was reading in the articles, it looks like this CL0P ransomware group, the ones that are responsible for this, they publicly announced that they had breached Kellogg's on February 25th. Like a full 2 days before Kellogg's seemed to really understand what was going on.
That's
It
interesting.
feels so backwards.
It does. And you know what that tells me? The attackers knew that they were in, and they were probably starting to get ready for that next step, which often means asking for money, a ransom, and then they threaten to publicly leak the stolen data if they don't get paid. And all of this was happening while the company they attacked was still in the dark trying to figure out what had happened.
So it wasn't until April 4th that that Kellogg's really confirmed everything. They started filing data breach notices in different states. So let's talk a little bit about this this CL0P group. Who are they and what's their MO?
Yeah, CL0P is a pretty serious threat. They're a ransomware group,
Yeah.
and they focus on finding weaknesses in something called the software supply chain.
Okay, so what is that exactly?
Think about all the different programs and online services that a company needs every day to actually work. Like email providers or file transfer tools. The software supply chain basically means all those interconnected pieces. And CLUP's whole thing is to go after weak points in those external tools and services that a lot of companies might use.
So they could attack multiple places.
Yeah, they could potentially breach multiple victims through just one entry point. So they do that by taking advantage of these things called zero-day vulnerabilities.
Okay, so a zero-day vulnerability, that's a security flaw that the software developers don't even know about yet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like no one knows about it.
Yeah, they're like these hidden weaknesses in the software.
Right.
And CLRP is really good at finding them. And they use them before anyone can patch them up.
So in this case, they found a zero-day vulnerability in Clio, which is that third-party file transfer company.
And they used it to get into Kellogg's systems.
So the big question here is, what kind of data are we talking about? What information did they get?
It's not good. It's really sensitive employee data. We're talking full names, social security numbers, and it's very likely they got contact information and other HR documents too. This is the kind of stuff that can really hurt people. It's called PII.
What's that?
It stands for personally identifiable information.
Okay.
And if that gets out there,
Yeah.
it can lead to identity theft and all sorts of financial fraud.
So something that seems weird to me is that, in the articles, they're talking about Kellogg's state filings, and they only mention four people as being affected, like one person in Maine and three in New Hampshire. But if they have all this employee data, doesn't that mean it's a much bigger problem?
Yeah, you're right. That's an important point. So those state filings, they only require them to tell people in that state. No. But because this is employee data,
yeah,
it's almost certain that it affects people all over the country.
Okay.
So those four people, that's probably just the tip of the iceberg. You know, those are just the first legally required disclosures.
Right.
I would bet that a lot more people are going to end up being affected.
Okay. So once Kellogg's did figure out that they had been breached,
yeah,
what did they do about it?
Well, they took a bunch of steps.
Yeah.
Like we said, they started filing those data breach notices
yeah.
with the states.
Right.
But they also started telling people directly,
okay,
you know, the people whose information might have been stolen.
Yeah.
And they offered everyone free identity protection services.
That's good.
Yeah. They used a company called Kroll.
Right.
And that usually includes things like fraud consultation and
yeah.
credit monitoring
right.
to help people avoid problems down the road.
So they're trying to help people out.
Yeah, they are. They also started working with Clio.
Yeah.
You know, the company where the vulnerability was to
right.
figure out exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
And then they patched the vulnerability.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And Kellogg's also said that they added some extra security measures to
okay.
their own systems
right.
to try to prevent something like this from happening again.
So if we look at this whole situation,
mm-hmm.
what are some of the big cybersecurity lessons that we can learn from it?
Well, there are a few really important takeaways here.
Yeah.
And the first one is that relying on these third-party vendors,
mm-hmm.
it's a huge risk.
Okay.
You know, this Kellogg's thing shows us that it doesn't matter how strong your own security is.
Right.
If one of your partners has a weak spot,
yeah.
that's all it takes.
Like having a fancy alarm system on your house, yeah. but leaving the back door unlocked.
Exactly.
Whoa.
It's not enough to just focus on your own systems anymore.
Right.
You have to really check out your vendors, too. And keep an eye on their security practices.
Right.
It's like you have to extend your own security perimeter
mm-hmm.
to include all those vendors.
So what's another big lesson?
Well, we've got to remember that these zero-day exploits,
right.
they're always out there. You
yeah.
can't really predict them. But this Kellogg's thing is a good reminder
yeah.
that we have to be proactive
okay.
about finding and fixing vulnerabilities
right.
even before they become public knowledge.
Yeah, and that brings me to the next point,
yeah.
which is that Kellogg's didn't even know they were breached
right.
for almost 3 months.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So clearly they need to do a better job of detecting these things.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, a 3 month delay,
yeah.
that gives the attackers so much time to do whatever they want.
Right.
They can move around,
yeah.
steal data,
mm-hmm.
maybe even install back doors
right.
so that they can get back in later.
Yeah.
This really shows how important it is to have good threat monitoring systems in place.
Right.
And to do regular security audits.
Okay.
That way you can catch these intrusions
right.
as early as possible.
So once Kellogg's did find out about the breach,
mm-hmm.
What can we learn from their response?
Well, I think it's a good example of transparency in action.
Okay.
You know, even though they were slow to detect the breach.
Right.
They did take steps to notify people,
mm-hmm.
offer support,
yeah.
and fix the vulnerability.
Right.
But it also shows that
yeah.
if they had caught it earlier,
right.
they could have minimized the damage.
To both the individuals and the company.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk to our listener for a minute because, you know, if you're hearing about this,
right.
you might be feeling a little bit worried.
Yeah.
So what are some practical things that people can do?
Yeah, so if you get a notification from Kellogg's
right.
or any company really
mm-hmm.
saying that your information might have been compromised.
Yeah.
You got to take it seriously. Like Kellogg's is offering a year of identity theft protection
right.
through Kroll.
Hmm.
If you're one of the people affected,
yeah.
you should definitely sign up for that. But beyond that,
yeah.
even if you weren't part of this Kellogg's thing,
right.
it's just a good idea
yeah.
to check your credit reports regularly.
Okay.
You know, from all three credit bureaus.
Right.
You can also set up fraud alerts
mm-hmm.
or even a credit freeze.
What's that?
It basically makes it harder for criminals to open new accounts using your information.
Okay.
And be careful about those emails or text messages
right.
that look suspicious.
Like phishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And of course, use strong passwords.
Right.
And turn on multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Wherever you can.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap.
Sure.
You know, just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
So first of all,
hmm?
How did this breach happen?
Well, the attackers got in by using a zero-day vulnerability.
Right.
In that Clio file sharing software that Kellogg's was using.
Okay. And what kind of information did they get their hands on?
It was mostly personally identifiable information.
Right.
from Kellogg's employees. So we're talking names, social security numbers, and probably other sensitive HR stuff too.
Okay. And the timeline. Right. So when did it actually happen?
The initial attack was back in December of 2024.
Right.
When they got into Clio's servers.
Yeah.
But Kellogg's didn't realize it until February 27th of 2025.
So almost 3 months later?
Yeah, long time.
Did the attackers ask for a ransom?
Well, Kellogg's hasn't said anything publicly about a ransom demand.
Okay.
But CL0P is known for doing that.
Right.
They often ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get it,
yeah,
they leak the data to try to shame the company.
So it's likely that they did ask for a ransom.
Yeah. I would say so.
And what is Kellogg's doing to help the people affected? They're offering a year of free identity theft protection through that company, Kroll.
Yeah.
So that's a good start.
So is this kind of attack something that could happen to other organizations?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any organization that uses third-party vendors could be vulnerable to something like this.
Especially if they're handling sensitive data.
Exactly.
So this Kellogg's data breach, it really shows us how risky it can be to rely on these outside vendors.
Right. It's a reminder that we all need to be really careful about cybersecurity, whether you're a big company or just an individual.
It's something we all have to think about.
Absolutely.
So I guess a question for our listeners, you know, thinking about your own digital life or your company's operations, what are those hidden dependencies?
Right.
You know, those connections to other systems.
Yeah.
And what can you do starting today to understand and manage those risks?
Yeah.
Because they're probably out there.
Yeah, they are.
Whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.